she said, she's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we about to get into some juicy topics.
Hey, ladies. You miss me? It's a dumb question, right? You better have missed me, girl. I took a week off, y'all. I have been battling, I guess, some demons, but I'm back and better than ever, okay? And we're going to get into what happened, because this episode just so happens to be in line with why I disappeared for a couple weeks. You know what I'm saying? I had to get my mom right. That's all. I just had to get my mom right. That's it. That's all. So today's episode is entitled, There's No Respect for the Girl Code. Honestly, ladies, I'm starting to think that there is no girl code at this point in time. I know that, I think her name is Chloe. She has said it before. If you guys don't follow Chloe, I'm going to need you to go follow her, okay? She gives all the feminine tips in the world. She's on YouTube and on Spotify and on iTunes, Anchor, all that gushy shit. But yeah, she talked about a topic that I'm about to talk about, which is Portia taking her friend's man, okay? The friend is very pretty, but I don't know her name, so we're not going to talk about her. But I do know Portia, okay? Where the money reside? Where the money reside, right? So she took her friend's man, okay? And she said that was not her friend. But let's get into some things, okay? So what happened was Portia just popped out engaged to this fat guy. I don't know his damn name either. Their names aren't important. Engaged to this guy who used to mess with her friend. I wouldn't say used to mess with. He was married. Well, currently is still married to her friend. Okay. If y'all know who the names are, then y'all know y'all keep up. But Portia is from Housewives of Atlanta. All three of these characters are from Housewives of Atlanta. Okay. Do I watch Housewives of Atlanta? No, but my mama do. Okay. And I'm on YouTube like a junkie. So with that being said, of course I had to get on this. Okay. Of course I had to drop some tea. All right. So when this happened, it just so happened to be in line with the current situation that I was facing with. So I was like, what the fuck? Because I didn't want to touch on this situation. Because of the fact that it's like, y'all know me. I just be like, some shit that I just don't want to say. Because I just feel like some people just don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't deserve you voicing your opinion or explaining how they hurt you or anything of that nature. Or just giving them their little 5 minutes of fame. Even though this is going to be 5 minutes of shame. Some people just don't deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just where I've been at lately. But however, my podcast became my therapy. So it's kind of hard to keep things to myself and not say anything when I'm used to using this as, you know, my diary, right? So Portia is a wife on Housewives of Atlanta. She was married to a guy named Dennis, all right? And I guess her and Dennis didn't work out. Okay, so she ends up having this friend that introduced her onto the show, all right, and the friend had a husband, and the friend husband makes buku bucks. The man is not cute, though, but he makes buku bucks, and, you know, he has a wife and kids or whatever. I think her name is Faye. Don't quote me, because I don't know for sure, but that's what we're going to call her, Faye, and we're going to call her husband a fat nigga, all right? So the fat man was married to Nay. They had kids together and everything. They live in this nice house. Nay introduced Portia to her husband because Portia and Nay were supposed to be friends, okay? This is how it was planned out in the show. Now, come to find out, Portia is now engaged to Nay's husband, who is still legally her husband, okay? And that's how it went. So everybody is just, you know, talking about it because they like, that's some grimy shit, you know, because you was at this girl house, you've been hanging out with her, and that's supposed to be your friend. And the whole time, you know what I'm saying, you wasn't her man, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, that's what bitches do, okay? They smiling your face, whole time they want to take your place, the backstabbers, for real, it ain't a joke. So the question is there a girl code or is there not at this point? Because bitches would do it, all right? And a lot of people were saying that, oh, she did it because he has money. You guys, at this point, I don't think it has anything to do with money, all right? And when I say that, trust me, I mean that, okay? Because, you know, I'm about a coin, a dollar, make me holler, honey, boo-boo, child. But at this point, I really don't think it has anything to do with money. I think that there are some desperate, miserable bitches out here in the world. Yes, I called y'all some bitches. Out here in the world, and this time it's not a figure of speech. I really mean it. For women that do shit like this, you are a bitch. That's it. But there are some miserable, you know, desperate women out here. Yeah. And they will see how a man treats you. See how you living in this nice house, you know, I put like this, they'll see how he treats you and they want that because their man is a horrible boyfriend or is a horrible baby daddy or a horrible husband, whatever. So they're like, oh my God, her man treats her so good, you know, and I'm going to take him because he's going to treat me the same way. That's what they think. Then you got some women that see a man and it's like, oh, he's married, but he has a lot of money. So if you want to talk to me, I'm going to take her man, marry him so I can get the money. Mm-hmm. Then you have some women that see a marriage, you know, and see everything that glitters ain't motherfucking gold, but she's seeing all the glittery stones all over the place. You know, you live in a nice house, you got a nice pool, you know what I'm saying? Your man pays all the bills, but he's never fucking home, or he could be beating the shit out of you, or he could just be an evil motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Who knows, okay? But they see all that. They see from the outside. They don't really see from the inside, because you really don't know a motherfucker till you date a motherfucker, you feel me? Yes, I cuss over here, y'all. But yeah, you really don't know a person until you date them, okay? So they see all that and they just like, oh, shining, 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 yeah. And they want your man. They want your man, okay, honey? I'm telling you, they just smile in your face. Whole time they want to take your place, the backstabbers. So I believe that's what Portia did. She seen how this girl was living in a nice house. Because if you watch the video, it's a clip from... what's it called, Housewives of Atlanta, where the girl invited Portia and her friends all over to her house, and Portia's husband was sitting out there watching them get in the pool, watching them in a hot tub, and Portia just kept saying the whole time, I like this marriage, you know, you just tell him what to do and he just do it. I gotta yell what I want, he just do it. She just kept making comments about the girl husband the whole time. And honestly, ladies, if your homegirls come over and you dating a guy, your husband, whatever case may be, he not supposed to be in the room with them. All that outside, watching them playing in the pool, get the fuck out of here. Go your ass in the room, play on a PlayStation, my nigga. Go invest in some stock or something. You shouldn't be out here. This is girl things. You're not supposed to be out here. You shouldn't even be in a motherfucking house, period. That's just how I'm coming. So she ended up taking this girl, man, and everybody is so surprised. But at the end of the day, I am not surprised, because it is a cold world we live in, and these bitches is desperate, all right? I'm telling you, keep your friends away from your man, because these women will see something that you have and they think that, oh, because he do this for you, he do that and that for you, that he gonna be the same way with her. And now they trying to take your man, they just envious, or they just don't like you. So the best way to get at you is to fuck yours. Who knows? But just keep your man away from your friends. Keep your friends away from your man, okay? If you got a friend that's always in your nigga face, you got a problem. And that's that. Because... these bitches don't know girl code. They don't. They wasn't born with it in their brain. These girls would do anything to get a man. I'm trying to tell you, like having a man is what gives them validation in the world. Like having a man makes you a high value woman. No, baby. The characteristics that you have as a woman, okay, and your confidence is what makes you a high value woman, not the man you sleep with every day, okay? Because some of y'all getting dick. That's it. And just because you're getting dick don't mean you are a good woman. But that's neither here nor there. So let's get to the story, okay? So it just was funny that this happened to happen while I was actually dealing with the situation I was dealing with, because it was just like I didn't want to speak on it. And I didn't want to speak on it because I just wanted to face it on my own, and I just don't like giving bitches a 50-minute of shine. But since we're here and this is She Knows Podcast, okay, I'm about to spill some tea. So ladies, If you are jogging right now, you need to make sure your waist trainer is get it right, get it tight, okay? If you are at work, tell your coworkers to shut the fuck up, okay? Because it's about to get juicy, honey. If you are in the house and your kids are getting on your nerves while this podcast is on, tell your kids to go in a room and go play Connect Four or something and grab you a glass of wine, okay? If you are driving, put your seatbelt on, bitch. Because, can I tell you a story, sis? Lord, oh Lord, let me take a sip. Can I tell you a story, sis? So, let's take a blast in my past, okay? And if you're new to this podcast, then you need to go to a couple episodes before so that you can understand what's going on, all right? So, let's take a blast in my past when we talked about my ex dumping me on my birthday, right? Yeah, him again, right? I don't know. He just come like crosses. I swear to God. He just come like a bag of fucking bones, bitch. But, so, take a blast back in my past when No Title dumped me on my birthday. Now, not only did No Title dump me on my birthday, okay, I have found out that No Title has been on a date with a woman on my birthday, has been talking to his ex-girlfriend around my birthday time, has been doing just a lot of fucked up shit, okay? Just a lot of cruddy shit, okay? And I forgave him. And I went back and I tried to make it work. And, you know, it just ain't work. It just ain't work. That's me. I don't know another way to say it. It just ain't work, okay? So we ended up just being cool, right? We ended up being cool. And then recently, in another episode, I talked about he did something that I didn't like. And I just was like, fuck this shit, I'm out. I can't even be friends with you no more. It is what it is, right? We're going to get into what he did that I didn't like because it happens to go with this episode. And I really didn't want to talk about it. That's why I didn't go into details with it in that episode. But since it happened to be with the story, fuck it. Who cares? It's my podcast. They don't like to get the fuck off. So that's a little backstory with No Title. Now, remember in the episode I did back in December when I did Watch the Company You Keep, right? And I talked about how I had a snaky friend, right? You know, a little slithering snake walking around or whatever. Well, slithering around. Recently, me and the slithering snake had a conversation because I was getting sexually harassed at my job. Ugh. And I felt as though she might have something to do with it. So, because the person who was doing it kept bringing up her name. So, I felt like she might know something or she is stirring a pot to this bullshit. So, I contacted her. We had a conversation and we talked about everything, right? And I'm not going to lie to y'all, I live in a whole different state that I'm not, you know, I wasn't raised here, so I don't have a lot of friends here. I really don't have friends here. I could honestly, I probably got like one homegirl here, for real. And shout out to her, she knew who she is, okay? Shout out to Asia, that's my bitch. But yeah, I only have like one little homegirl here, like, and I, other than that, like, I ain't had nobody, you feel me? So me and Snither and Snake, we were cool, you know what I'm saying? So talking to her recently about everything, you know, we just talked on the phone about it all. And then we ended up going out on like a little lunch date together. And like I said, I'm not going to lie because I don't have any friends. Talking to her, like having a female to talk to was just convenient. Like it just felt good. It just felt right. Like, okay, I got somebody I could talk to. Even though I can't really trust you, I can't tell you certain shit because you already showed me who the fuck you are. But it feel good to be around another woman. And it's like, all right, we are girls. We understand each other. You get what I'm saying? You think you would know girl code at this point, right? But I beg to differ. So I ended up having a conversation with her and things kind of sort of was moving in a direction as if it was going to go back to how it used to be. But in my mind, I already knew, like, I can't really trust her, but it's cool to have a company, put like that. So me and her had a conversation at lunch. Everything was coochie cream. Everything was cool. You feel me? We laugh and we talk, we take shots, everything cool. And then I asked her, like, No Title didn't want, well, I didn't say it like that. I was like, No Title didn't want me to come out here and talk to you because he been wanting me not to talk to her for some reason. And I get it. He feels like she's a slithering ass snake and she can't be trusted. And that is true. Okay. I understand that. But he was so defensive. Like, he was so defensive, like he was hiding something. You get what I'm saying? That he didn't want us talking because he was hiding something. Like, it was too, it wasn't no, oh, I don't want you talking to her, but you're going to find out the hard way, like how most friends are. It was more like, don't speak to her, stay away from her, da 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 da. Oh, I'm sick of her. Like, he was just, even your own best friend doesn't act like that.
about certain people. Like, you can, like, my best friend, I got people that I talk to, my best friend don't fucking like them. Or they just, she already peeped they were snakes. Or boyfriends that I kept talking to, and my best friend, like, I don't really fuck with her, fuck with him or whatever. He's no good for you. But it, she never came off like how this man came off, if you get what I'm trying to say, okay? He came off like he was hiding something. Like, if I sat down and talked to this girl, some shit was going to come out. So me and her was taking shots, whatever, at lunch. And I decided to say something to her. So I was like, no, title don't want me out with you or whatever. Like, it's like he's trying to hide something. Like, he don't want me to know something. So then she got quiet. And I'm like, yeah, like, is this something I should know? Like, did, like, what's going on? And she was like, oh, he asked me to watch his dog and he touched my butt. Now, all three of us used to work together, y'all. All three of us used to work together, okay? But since all three of us used to work together and I was dating him, me and her were friends, I felt like y'all only seen each other at work. So at work, he's not going to touch your butt. That's sexual harassment. You had to be alone with this man for this man to be able to touch your butt, right? Y'all get what I'm saying? Y'all get the drift here? So I'm like, huh? This story don't add the fuck up. And my intuition just like, and I tell y'all that slide in my DMs, okay? I tell y'all all the time when y'all ask me stuff or ask me for advice, I say, you already knew the answer. Because you would ask me what you should do, and in the same breath when you say what you should do, you say what you want to do or what you think you should do. So I'm like, you already know the answer because your intuition never fails you. You feel me? Intuition always tells you what it really is, you know, what's going on. So when she said it, I'm like, something in the bottom of my stomach, something just said, something ain't right. Something ain't fucking right. So I didn't sweat it. I just said, okay, you know, I'm not going to go into much details with her or sweat it with her because, like I said, I already feel like this person can't be trusted. So I don't know if this person is saying this to me to hurt me because they might have been hurt about previous episodes where I had, you know, dragged their ass or whatever. Or they might be hurt because, you know, whatever. Like, so maybe they just trying to hurt me. Like, and that's how I think, because miserably loves company, okay? And when someone is miserable and they see you just out here living my life like it's golden, living my life like it's golden, you know what I'm saying? They try to knock you off your motherfucking pedestal, bitch. So I just was looking at it like, I'm not even about to give her that satisfaction to think if she hit me where it hurt at. I'm going to let this bitch, I'm going to let it slide, brush it off, okay? All right? So, but trust me, I'm going to get on his ass because I need to know, especially when this is around the time me and him was in a relationship. What? Nah, bro. I know it's the past, but I need to know because something ain't fit right in my soul. And it's just weird shit. So I call him. I say, yo, is this something you want to tell me? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, is this something you want to tell me? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, well, this girl just told me that you and her, you asked her to watch her dog and you try to touch her butt. And I'm just trying to figure out, why are you out here touching ass? Like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on here? And why are she's watching your dog? Like, y'all never liked each other. These two people hated each other. They always threw shots at each other. They couldn't stand each other, supposedly. But that's bullshit, too, because we're going to get into that in another story. Okay. Yeah, we're dropping two stories tonight, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it's going to be crazy. But so I'm just like, how did you end up, you know, touching her butt? Like, this shit don't sound right. So he gets to stuttering. Like, nigga, what the duh? What the fuck is you saying? Like, what is you saying? Nigga, what is you saying? You say it, nigga, say it. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking, and he just is stuttering and shit. I said, you know what? That's enough for me. That's all I need to hear. I banged on him, hung up on him. All right. When I hung up on this man, he blowing my phone up. Blowing my phone up. He calling me from other numbers, all types of stuff. And when I finally got the phone, I'm like, yo, what is it? What's going on? He's like, oh, you gonna let her lie on me? You gonna let her lie on me? And I'm like, bro, I'm not letting her lie on you. You're letting her lie on you. Because it's clear that there was some meeting up going taking place behind my back. Because if we all work together, you can't grab ass at work. So when the fuck was y'all meeting up, exchanging dogs and shit that I didn't know about while we were in a relationship? You my nigga, she my friend. Y'all both hit it for a year. Remember, my birthday is June 28th, okay? I got dumped on the 25th of June, all right? So you hit it for damn near a whole year. Why? I'm telling y'all, sis, if you feel me on this one and you think that this motherfucker was being sneaky, slide in my DMs. You already know how I go down. Slide in my DMs. But it's like, why did you hide it for a whole year? Like, it just don't sound right. So he just kept saying, you gonna let her lie on me? No, you let her lie on you by not telling me. So then he comes out and he says, oh, I met up with her and I gave her the dog. Now, when me and him was in a relationship around my birthday before he dumped me or whatever, we were supposed to go fly out a state for my birthday. He had this dog. It was a puppy. The little puppy was so motherfucking bad. You can't leave this puppy in the house by itself. So he said he was going to find somebody to watch his puppy while we were going on the trip, right? I remember I was in D.C. with my best friend. It was the 25th of June, okay? I was in D.C. with her. And I remember saying to him, where's the puppy? Like, who did you get to watch the puppy? And he kept saying, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. And I'm like, who did you get to watch puppy? Don't worry, I took care of it, I took care of it. He could have told me right then and there, like, oh, your homegirl such and such, she watched the dog for me. Because she got dogs, you know what I'm saying? So I could understand, like, oh, why, you know what I mean? It still looked funny to me, but I could understand why if he would have told me that. And I'm like, okay, nothing going on because he told me. But he kept saying, don't worry about it, don't worry about it, feel me? Okay, whatever. So he came back to the present day. He came and told me that, oh, I asked her to watch. No, he said she wanted a dog so bad. So I was like, huh, you can have the dog. You can have the dog. And, you know, she said she was going to take the dog. So I dropped the dog off to her. And then she complained that the dog was bad. So I came back on my lunch break and took the dog and picked the dog up. That don't make sense. How did you drop a dog off and then come back on your lunch break while you are at work on the clock and come pick a dog up? And you live 40 minutes or 30 minutes from the job. So you tell me that dog sat in your motherfucking car? If that dog was sitting in the car, I'm calling the damn animal police. For real, I'm dead ass. And exactly what I said. And he was like, oh, that's not what happened. No, nigga, tell me the truth, because both of y'all sound funny. So he claimed that she wanted to buy the dog and she changed her mind and he dropped the dog off, but nothing happened. That's what he claims. She claimed that he asked her to watch his dog. When he dropped the dog off, he tried to touch her butt. All I'm telling y'all is that in girl code, when you're friends with somebody, you know automatically, if I meet up with my homegirl boyfriend, my homegirl gonna be with me or with her man. She gonna be present here and she gonna know. Get what I'm saying? I don't even have my friends' boyfriends' numbers. I don't do that shit. I don't have their Instagrams. Unless he just so happened to follow me. I'm not following them on social media. I don't talk to them. I don't say shit to them. I don't even shake their hand or hug these niggas. Dead ass. Because you my friend. Get what I'm saying? So meeting up with my man behind my back, that's a violation of girl code. What the fuck was your intentions? You get what I'm saying? Like, what? Then it was like, I start to just think back on my birthday. Now, you know, because this shit just seemed funny to me, everything starts popping up and shit start making sense. You feel me? So, around my birthday, Shorty had got a dog because she kept saying she wanted a dog. She got a dog and the dog looked just like his dog. But I didn't put two and two together because fucking all pit bulls look the same. You know what I'm saying? Except unless they different colors and shit, blue nose, red nose, whatever. But most of the time, they are black pit bull, like a black pit bull compared to, you know what I mean? You can't tell a difference. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't think nothing of it. And, you know, I was dealing with my whole breakup thing at the time. And she was just like, yeah, I got this black pit bull, but it's bad. I don't want it anymore. I got it from my sister's boyfriend, brother, or something like that. And it's bad, so I'm returning it. It's going home today. That's what she told me. She volunteered that information and lied and said it was such and such brother, boyfriend, whoever, dog. Why did you put in the effort to lie about it? Like, sis, it don't add up. Like, make it make sense. You get what I'm saying? So I just feel like both parties sat there and met up and did whatever the fuck it was behind my back. I don't know what it was, but I'm not feeling it. You get what I'm saying? And all I can go off my intuition. I can't trust neither one of them. At all. Like, she telling me he pushed up on her, that may be true, but who knows, because misery loves company. So she could have been saying that just made me mad. You know what I'm saying? And he's saying nothing happened, but then he turns around and changes up his story. All right. My homegirl Asia had a party. I show up to the party. Now, mind you, I told y'all, me and Slytherin Snake has been talking because of the fact that it's just like, I just wanted the company. You know what I'm saying? So me and her talking, whatever. She wanted to go to the party. Took her with me to go to the party. Me and her in the party, we chilling or whatever. Everything good. We vibing good. Because honestly, y'all, I'm not mad at her because a hoe won't be a hoe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not mad at him either. Because I just feel like, I feel like y'all portrayed me, but I'm not angry at neither one of y'all. Honestly, I just feel like I can't trust anybody here. That's really how I feel. I feel alone more than anything. But I'm not mad at y'all because let me tell you something. There is no rest for the wicked. What goes around comes the fuck around. And that's dead on that. Matter of fact, I'm about to insert a clip right here.
Listen to what the scriptures say. Isaiah 48. Glory be to God. Isaiah 48 and 22. There is no peace, said the Lord, unto the wicked. Let me tell y'all something, what God revealed to me. God said it's going to be nights where these folks going to be up all night long. They're not going to be able to sleep, baby. Do you understand me? And you know why they ain't going to be able to sleep? Because they're going to be thinking about you. They're going to be thinking about what they did to you. They're going to be thinking about how they lied on you. They're going to be thinking about how they betrayed you. They're going to be thinking about how good of a woman you was, how good of a man you was, and how they messed it up and how they could have had something good, but they messed it up. God said they're going to trouble them all night long, baby. I feel the power of God. God said there will be no peace. Do you understand me?
Yeah, so what you do to people, you get dished back out to you. So I don't feel the need to be angry or yell at them or fight them or want to kill them. But I tell you one thing, my presence, they can't have that no more. I promise you that. I don't give a fuck how lonely I feel now. I'd rather be alone. I really rather be alone than to have dark clouds around me, than to have motherfuckers draining off my energy, leashes around me, and people that's just getting so much. They gain so much knowledge. They learn so much from being around me, but I learned nothing. You get what I'm saying? I'd rather be fucking alone. And I'm not mad at him for what he did. Thank you for showing me that you can't be trusted. But trust me, baby, my husband is on the way, and that's cool. This too shall pass, because my husband on the way, okay? That's cool, okay? But yeah, so we go to the party, and we having a good time. We shaking our ass. We taking shots of shit. Vibing. She spotted my ex. I didn't spot the nigga. She seen him. She's like, ain't that such and such? I'm like, what? Seen him from the back and knew it was him. That sounds suspicious, but okay. So I walk over and I'm like, oh shit, that is him. So he see me, I see him. He knew I was going to be at that party. Come on now. I've been promoting that party. It's my friend's party. I'm going to be there. It's her birthday at that. I'm going to be there. You know what I'm saying? So I see him. He see me and her. I'm doing me. I'm shaking ass. I'm dancing on niggas. It's a Jamaican party. I know I'm in the air. I'm Dutty whining all over the motherfucking place. Poom pooming niggas' faces. I'm living my motherfucking life. Okay, sis. Okay, sis. So I just was having fun. And, you know, it just was, it was a weird vibe. Like, I just felt like, damn, I just got two fucking snakes around me. But it is what it is. Like, I just want to enjoy life at this point. But towards the end of the night, he gets fucked up. And he starts to say, oh, you driving around with that trifling ass bitch in your car. While she's in the car with me, he calls her trifling ass bitch. And I said, while she was in the car, I said, you were sneaking off with the trifling ass bitch, so you just as bad as her. This girl is sitting here hearing us call her trifling ass bitch, hearing us arguing, and she's not saying nothing. She's not defending herself or nothing. He said in front of her, he's drunk outside the party, he says, she tried to fuck me. She tried to fuck me. I ain't tried to fuck her. She tried to fuck me. She came outside asking me to come upstairs or something. She had some skimpy ass shit on. And she asked me to come upstairs. And I told her, nah, I'm good. But she tried to fuck me. She ain't your fucking friend. That bitch is snake. Da-da-da-da-da-da. She's not defending herself. She's just sitting there the whole time. Not saying nothing. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on here? My life must be a movie, y'all. Because you can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up, okay? So, I tell her, as I'm dropping off, I tell her straight up. I said, listen, I'm not mad at either one of y'all because y'all got to talk that over with God. Whatever y'all did, y'all got to talk that over with God, baby. Because trust me, you can't romp with a child of God and think that everything's going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? You can't romp with a child of God and think everything's going to be peaches and cream, bitch. No, my guy going to spend a block for me, bitch. Trust me. And I think I said it on Instagram. I even said it on Instagram. Like, I just found out One of my friends was sneaking off of my nigga behind my back. I said it on Instagram. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, you need to follow me on Instagram because I get drunk and I just be talking shit. So my Instagram is Miss Brownstone underscore. So that's MS period Brownstone underscore. Yeah, no, I spell Miss Brownstone. Don't fucking play with me. But yeah, follow me, bitch. But yeah, so I told when I was dropping her off, I was just like, I'm not mad at neither one of y'all. Y'all got to talk that over with God. You feel me? Whatever y'all did between y'all. All I know is two people. One that's supposed to be my friend, one that's supposed to be my man at the time, snuck around behind my back and met up with each other, and y'all hit it. And y'all hit it for a reason. And both of y'all keep saying, oh, we wrong for not telling you. No, 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 no. It's not we wrong for not telling you. You're wrong for meeting up with him, period. Like, the fuck is you talking about? You're wrong for meeting up with him, period. And the crazy part is, people don't like when you do with them, when you pull a them on them. Because I used to do her ex hair. Feel me? Me and her ex were friends before me and her even became friends. But when he used to do my hair, when I used to do his hair, she came over here too. If I'm talking to him and I walk off while she here, she going to feel some type of way. She want to know why y'all talking about, y'all sneaking behind my back. She always accused her nigga of fucking me, which is not her ex, but her nigga of fucking me all the time. She always accused him and always accused him of us having something going on. Never said it to me, but she always did that. But maybe she always accused that because she did it to me or because she would do it to me. You get what I'm saying? So moral of the story is bitches can't be trusted. And that's just that on that. Like, that's on period. Bitches just can't be trusted. Leave your man. Keep your man away from your friends. Okay. Your man don't need to be, you know, in y'all conversation, giving advice, none of that shit. Your man don't need to. If you and your homegirls come over and y'all drinking in the house, he don't need to be in the room with y'all, drinking with y'all and talking to. Those ain't his fucking friends, okay? They shouldn't be having each other number. Ain't shit to talk about, okay? Nothing to talk about. It's nothing to talk about. And I'm telling you, bitches will really do it. I'm trying to tell y'all that. Bitches will really do it to you because I have a friend. Here's another story. I had a friend, which I talked about in the episode before, in the Drunken Monk episode. This girl got kicked out of her house, didn't have nowhere to stay. My mother took her in. We shared a room together. Mi casa, su casa. You feel me? This my bitch. I had a boyfriend at the time. I didn't have a license. My boyfriend used to come pick me up from work. She didn't have a license. She didn't have a car either. But he used to always come pick up. Just throwing that out there. But he used to always come pick me up from work. When I started talking to him, I noticed they were friends on Facebook. This is before I started, like, we first met. I noticed they were friends on Facebook. I asked him how he knew her. He was like, oh, he don't know her. He don't know how he knew her. Da, da, da. I'm like, okay. That shit was weird to me. But I was like, all right, whatever. Brushed it off. When they met, they automatically hated each other, started arguing, bickering with each other. The same thing with No Title and the Slytherin Snake. After my birthday, the Slytherin Snake kept throwing jabs at No Title. The fucking No Title kept saying to me, oh, she ain't your friend. She ain't your friend. I could have had her. He's not telling me what's going on. He's just saying, she ain't your friend. I could have had her. They both hate each other, throwing jabs at each other. For what? Because y'all try to fuck each other. That's what happened. Y'all tried to fuck each other. Or y'all did fuck. She thought you was going to leave me. You was done with me. And you popped up back out with me. And now she hates you. Who the fuck knows? But I'll tell you one thing. Y'all ain't living right. Okay? But back to story number two. So I had this friend, whatever. The dude used to pick me up from work all the time, whatever. The boyfriend at the time. My friend was living with me. My friend always used to argue with this guy. From the moment she met him, they always bicker. They couldn't stand each other. When she lived with me, she can go upstairs by herself. She didn't need me to come upstairs with her. My mother knew what I was doing. I was outside talking to the dude or whatever. My mother knew me and him was together. She met him. Me and him outside talking. She like, I'm ready to go in the house. I'm ready to go in the house. Okay. Go in the house. She had the key. She did not want to go in the house without me. Why? You're living there now. My mom knows you're there. Y'all met each other. You have a fucking key. You have my key at that. Go in the fucking house. You know what I'm saying? No. It was, come on. Let's go. Da-da-da-da-da. Trying to get me out of the nigga car. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I get out the dude car and shit, and I come with her upstairs, and I'm like, yo, what's your problem? I just don't fucking like him. And I say, well, you're not the one dating him. So does it matter? You're not the one dating him. So who cares if you don't like him? You know what I'm saying? Who gives a fuck? So that happened. Then I told my mom, and my mom was like, you want to find out what's going on? Do this. When he come to pick you up from work, she's here, send him upstairs first and see what happens. So he came to pick me up from work one day. And I was like, oh, you can go upstairs to an apartment. I need to get some stuff from down the street. I'll be right back. Sit him upstairs. My mom was sitting in the living room. The girl was in the kitchen. No, the girl was in the bedroom. And the bedroom was kind of next to the kitchen. The girl came out the bedroom. And she was sitting in the kitchen. And he walks in the apartment. Now, mind you, he think I went to the store. But I'm actually, like, in the hallway following him, like, a couple steps behind and shit, right? So when he gets into the apartment, I'm down the hall. My mom already watching. She put me on game. Feel me? Open the door. He opens the door, whatever. He opens the door. He walks in. She's in the kitchen. She like, oh, you look so cute today. You look handsome. Da-da-da-da. Flirting with my nigga, y'all. I open the door. I hear all that shit. She in his face. When she see me looking, she like, why are you talking to me? That's what she said to him. And walked off. My mother was like, nah, you was just in his face. Like, what was that about? You was just in his face. Y'all was all, oh, you look handsome. Now it was why he talking to me. And she was like, I'm just trying to say, like, I'm her friend. He shouldn't be talking to me. He don't got to say hello to me. There's no reason for us to have a conversation. But when you ain't know when I was behind that door, you was all, you look so cute today. You handsome. Wasn't no, where's Vicky? It wasn't none of that. It was, you look good today. How you doing? In my house, flirting with my nigga. Don't trust these bitches. She probably won them because she ain't had no fucking car. She wish she had a nigga to take her to work. And all niggas she was dating with is shit. And they had no money. Okay, because I stay with a nigga with money, period. So, that's that, okay? So, we already going on 34 minutes. I'll make this short. Don't trust these bitches, okay? They don't need to have no communication. And if you ever feel like something went on between your man, your homegirl, cut both of them the fuck off. Fuck it. Because there is no rest for the wicked. And don't even argue. Don't even put them on Front Street. Trust me. God gonna spin a block for you, baby. Trust and believe that. And as for the women that flirt with their friends' boyfriends and try to get at their friends' boyfriends, you ought to be ashamed of your fucking self. And let me tell you something, sis. The same way you get them is the same way you're going to lose him. And don't ever think that the rules don't apply to you. Because trust me, they apply to you, your mama, your auntie, your uncle, anybody. They all apply. So don't get it fucked up. Hello. But anyways, ladies, as always, keep it classy. Until you do right by me, everything you think about.